away. And Queens Away got a good break in the middle. Eternal Spirit is towards the inside running rail in a striped cap, and the favourite has gone to the front. Tackled by Nobody's Perfect, who's wide on the course in the light blue colours, now looking to get closer to the rail, but still has no cover in the light blue. Camden Square's back on the fence as Eternal Spirit looks like it's pulling a little bit. Eternal Spirit has now come off the rail into the middle. Seattle Glow is racing further back in running in green sleeves and cap. Bumblebee in the black colours is on the fence. Then came Queens Away, who's two lengths away, and a further two back to Roses for Trex is at the back of the field as they head down with about 700 metres left to go. And out in front is Eternal Spirit from Nobody's Perfect. Just starts to get pushed along now. Camden Square is also being urged along, and they followed further back by Seattle Glow and Queens Away towards the outside. As they reach the 300 meter mark, Eternal Spirit is in front, tackled by Nobody's Perfect on the near side. Camden Square on the far side is trying to get into it, but Nobody's Perfect has now taken the advantage over Seattle Glow, is beginning to flash home down the center, but Nobody's Perfect will keep on going, and Nobody's Perfect won it. Second, Seattle Glow. Camden Square third, Eternal Spirit fourth, then Roses for Trex further back, Queens Away, and behind that one was Bumblebee. Number four, Nobody's Perfect, and Craig Zaki is the winning jockey over here. A two-year-old daughter of Kirari out of a Captain Alme, the Merry Widow. Justin Snaith, the winning trainer. First win from six starts, and Craig Zaki, the winning jockey. Bred and owned by Drakenstein stud nominee, Mrs. Gaynor Rupert. Seattle Glow tried to challenge, just couldn't inside the closing stages. Third to number two, Camden Square. And further back was number three, Eternal Spirit. So here's the head-on replay. Nobody's Perfect has come through to hit the front here inside the final 300 or so, with Eternal Spirit, Seattle Glow trying to run on in the green sleeves and cap, and Camden Square on the left-hand side. But it is Nobody's Perfect that got first run of him, and that's Craig Zaki adding another win to his tally on the last race day of the season. 4, 7, 2, and 3 is the provisional race result for the first race this afternoon. There's a nice slow-mo shot of them passing the line, and race two, TCO2, is clear.